Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the mainstream media is starting to openly announce what we warned you of several years ago. They're going to shut down, piece by piece, the old internet, you know it as the current internet, the free internet, and force you on to the new internet where they restrict free speech and make you pay exorbitant prices to send email, to watch videos online, to stream any information. It is extremely serious what's happening. We'll get into those new developments. Of course, legislation has also passed the House that goes a long way towards doing this. There's also new thought crime, speech crime legislation, very close to passing. Yet again, we've defeated this the last 7 years in a row, but they're back at it. A doubleheader. They've already tried once this year, tried last year, and they're trying it again. We'll cover that. Oil prices are getting very close to $75 a barrel. But don't worry, the House is to take up anti-price gouging bill. That's like handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500. And the Exxon chief says she understands gas woes. Oh. Meanwhile, we found a video yesterday and posted it on JonesReport.com. An old drudgely wudgely picked it up and has it up on his main page. George Bush waving Mexican flags. George Bush in the 2004 presidential campaign singing the Star Spangled Banner in Spanish. Of course, a week ago, with a big controversy over the new Star Spangled Banner, they've changed the words and sing it in Spanish. Bush says that's not proper. Well, then why do we have video of him doing just that? And that's up at JonesReport.com right now. Also, 113 killed in Russian plane crash. We'll talk a little bit about that. Wisconsin bill to ban coerced chip implants. This out of RFID Journal. And the day without gringos was a big flop, the Associated Press was reporting. Yes, we could see that that had happened by yesterday, but now they're getting on the bandwagon and reporting the truth for once, I guess. But coming up, we've got three guests today. We're going to have Terry Anderson on, who's going to be here in Texas this weekend for a reckoning, a demonstration of protest they've been planning for months to be held out at Crawford to tell Bush that they don't appreciate his open borders policies. And we also have another gentleman coming on as well that's going to be involved in speaking at that event in the third hour. But scheduled after this break, we have a very interesting guest coming on who's been on with us twice before. Sheriff Arpaio, Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, announced that approximately 100 volunteer posse and sheriff's deputies will soon be randomly patrolling the desert areas and main roadways in southwest Maricopa County as a part of an operation to curb the flow of illegal immigrants entering the country. Of course, last week we had Al Garza, National Coordinator of the Minutemen, on, and I came up with the idea, I don't think I originated this, but I forwarded it, hadn't seen it in the media, to have sheriffs deputize citizens to defend the border so they can at least shoot back when the Mexican troops are firing on them, which happens on a weekly basis on average. And boom, we put a report out on this. It got a lot of circulation on the immigration sites. I wonder if that's where Arpaio got the idea. I don't agree with a lot of the things that Arpaio does do, but I agree with this. This is exactly what the sheriff's supposed to be doing. CBS News 5 headline, Sheriff to start posse patrols to curb illegal immigration flow. And he is scheduled with us coming up in the next segment. Now, usually when we try to get the sheriff on, he says he's coming on at one time and he comes on at another time, but he always shows up. He knows that he takes a licking and keeps on a ticking. And so at least we can say that he's not afraid to come into a interview that's confrontational. But how do I become confrontational with Arpaio, the sheriff, over this? I agree with him. So we'll be praising Sheriff Joe Arpaio after this quick break on the other side. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, blasting out nationwide on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave and on the Internet at InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, and many other sites. We're really pleased to be joined by Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff, to start posse patrols to curb illegal immigration flow. We've been calling for this for quite a while, and I really asked listeners to push for this last week. And we talked to the head of the Minutemen Project, the national coordinator, Al Garza, about it. And he said he was going to contact sheriffs and try to get this done. They've killed police. They've killed FBI. They've killed Forest Service. They've killed DEA. We had a Texas sheriff on a few months ago. They came right up to him, aimed machine guns at him, and took drugs back that they had seized. We need the military on the border. But if the military won't do it because our president won't, we need the sheriffs to deputize. We need the sheriffs to move armored vehicles in there. And when the Mexican troops open fire, we need to open fire on them. Sheriff Arpaio, I agree with you on your stance on this, sir. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, first of all, the Minutemen never contacted me.
Well, I wasn't saying that this came from the Minutemen. I'm saying that we've been calling for this.
Well, okay, you're very astute. I have a posse. I've had it 13 years. I've been the sheriff. I go after hookers, deadbeats, patrol, and everything else. This is just another operation. There's a new state law here in Arizona where you can, according to the legal opinion, from our attorneys, you can arrest the coyote, the smuggler, plus those that are conspiring. Those are the illegals. We've arrested 120 so far in 2 months. They're charged with felonies, 1.5 years to 3 years in jail they can get under this new law. It's a little controversial. But now I'm calling out my posse because we just can't handle this. I'm the only law enforcement agency in the state of Arizona and across the nation locking up the illegals.
If there are Minutemen that live in your county, can they come join the posse if you vet them?
Well, if I want to swear them in, the posse is not vigilantes. They're not Minutemen. Only the sheriff under the Constitution can swear in private citizens and make them posse men, and they have the same authority as my deputy sheriffs when they're working under my supervision and are close by to deputies. And we've been doing so many programs with the volunteer posse. We have airplanes, helicopters, jeeps, horses, and I've built this posse up to 3,000 since I've been the sheriff, and now I'm going to utilize them on this other program. It's just another little program.
The sheriff's got a posse. Now, at the same time, I just want to get your view on the Minutemen. All they do, and they've had no incidents, all they do is go with binoculars and radios and call the Border Patrol when they see lawbreakers. You don't have a problem with that, do you?
No, it's just like citizens on patrol. It's like block watch. There's no difference.
Why do you think some of the liberals and people have been so upset about citizens simply looking for crime?
Well, I can understand that. They're making a big national statement on this. I'm not saying I'm for the Minutemen. I believe legitimate law enforcement should handle this problem. I'll just put more Border Patrol there.
But it's not been handled. That's why they're having to do it.
Well, I don't know. They're not going to clean up the illegal immigrant problem, aliens, and I'm not going to do it either with what I'm doing. But I'm trying to send a message, stay out of this county, go to another county. I'm the sheriff here in this county, 3.8 million people I represent.
Well, sir, I mean, I've been to Phoenix. There are obvious illegal aliens walking around all over. It's been a few years since I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you going to have your posse out asking for people that, fit the M.O.
No.
Of illegal aliens for
no.
their...
No, I am not. I was a director in Mexico City of the Federal Drug Enforcement, and I know Mexico. I work with the Attorney General, the President. I am not going on a street corner, just like I don't go on a street corner to bust a guy using marijuana. I am going after the smuggler, and this new law says I can lock up the people that they're smuggling in. I'm locking them all up.
Well, that's a good point, because it's the smugglers are the folks that are shooting at police.
Well, I'm going after them. I'm going after the illegals. We just busted 100 pounds of methamphetamine, a record case here, last week, and they were all illegals. They're smuggling drugs into this country and selling it to our kids. So it's not just being illegal, it's also committing crimes.
What do you think the national media is going to do with you in making this announcement?
Oh, I don't know. They call me when I go to the toilets. They're already calling me. This isn't the only controversial thing I've done. I got a tent city with 2,000 people in. So nobody better ever say that I don't have room, that police and sheriffs don't have room in their jails. I have 10,000 in jail, and I'll put 50,000 in there if I have to. So then nobody ever use that as an excuse. There's no place to put them.
So you have 10,000 people in jail?
Yeah, and I want 20,000. So what? Nobody's going to tell me that I have no room. I don't have room, but you know what? I put tents up. 13 years ago, I put tents up. And I'm going to put more tents up if I have to. So I don't want anybody to say there's no room. And it's expensive. My meals are 30 cents a day. A day, not a meal. So what does it cost to feed these guys?
No, I understand. You know, I've had you on a few times in the past, and I disagree with some of the things you do because I believe some of it doesn't look very constitutional from my point of view. And I am concerned by the fact that America has more people in prison than any other country in the world. The more people we put in prison, the more drugs we have on our streets. I mean, Sheriff Arpaio, would you say the drug war is working?
No, but I'm doing my part. I spent 45 years in the... in the drug fight, as in Turkey, I was the only federal agent in Turkey. and Mexico, South America. I fought this battle for 45 years. Now I'm fighting it as the sheriff.
But national statistics show we have triple the heroin, double the cocaine on our streets than we had 12 years ago.
Well, I don't know about that. You're right. Everybody's talking about methamphetamine. They're forgetting heroin. We're cracking down on heroin, too. It's back again, full time. So I don't know. I'm not for legalizing drugs.
Let me ask you a question, sir. What are you going to do if your deputies are near the border and Mexican troops open fire on you? I mean, federal agencies and others just lay down and flop around begging them and don't even shoot back.
Well, I'm not at the border. I'm 150 miles from the border.
Well, I understand, but what would you do if your county was on the border, like a lot of sheriffs are, and troops open fire on you from a...
Well, you fire back. What do you mean what you would do? I don't understand the question.
Well, the Border Patrol and others don't. They've been told that they'll be fired if they do. They just literally lay on their bellies and beg.
You got to protect yourself. How can you be shot at and not retaliate? I don't understand that. My deputies, we give them... AR-16s. I give them, and I got a machine gun, 50 caliber. You think if they fire on my deputies, we're just going to hide in the bushes?
In fact, Los Zetas, their special forces folks, have been running around in Texas killing a lot of people. What are you going to do if Los Zetas starts operating in Phoenix?
If what operates here?
Los Zetas, the...
Where are they?
The paramilitary drug dealing gangs. They're real big in Texas.
Well, we're going to protect ourselves. Just like we do on anybody that shoots at my deputies. I don't care who they are. What difference does it make who they are when they're firing on my deputies?
How has organized crime behaved since you've really gotten tough in your county? Have they moved out of Phoenix?
What organized crime? Mafia or the others? Like our copy in the mafia? You mean the Mexicans and all that?
Yeah, the Mexican mafia, all of it.
Well, they're still around. I have quite a few in jail in the maximum security waiting to go to trial. I mean, you got the gangs around this area. You got them in California. You got them everywhere. We got to take care of those gangs. It used to be the mafia.
Are you worried about assassination? I saw an article here out of the news where it says the plot to assassinate Arpaio. Can you briefly tell us about that?
Well, I don't know. I had about 12 convictions that killed me in the last 2-3 years. Doesn't bother me. I've been around 45 years.
Did you say you've had 12 convictions of people that were attempting to murder you?
Well, murder or threats. So,
who was this particular guy that was in your jail, and then it came out that he was supposedly planning to bomb you or something?
Yeah, that guy was found not guilty. He built a bomb. He's suing me for millions and millions for false arrest when he built a bomb to put in my car. He spent 4 years in jail, and the jury found him not guilty.
Well, was that a sting, though? Was that entrapment?
No, it wasn't entrapment. You don't entrap. The guy helped build the bomb. We had the conversation. We had the case. We had stings all the time on drugs and every other crime.
But wasn't it officers that sheriff deputies that tried to get him to do that?
No. We didn't. We don't try. The guy tried to blow up a high school before that.
Really?
How do you trap a guy that already knows about?
Why did the jury find him not guilty?
Well, he was in jail for 4 years before he got to trial. One of our detectives was facing other problems with this office. Backtracked. I'm not going to get into it that much. I don't know if you play in Phoenix, but there's a lawsuit pending on me on that.
Okay. Well, listen, Sheriff Arpaio, I agree with you about having a posse. I don't want the feds running around deputizing people. That's unconstitutional. But I'm glad that you're actually deputizing people to deal with real crises. Remember the FBI flyer saying those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution could be terrorists? Remember that flyer back in 99?
Mm-hmm. Vaguely. I used to be a Fed for 30 years.
I know, but you didn't agree with that, saying those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution might be terrorists.
No, we got to protect our Constitution. We got to protect the people of this country. Isn't that the first mission of government, to protect our people? I thought that's what it was.
The point I'm making. You're actually deputizing people for real issues. I mean, if illegal alien invaders saying this is Mexico isn't a crisis, I don't know what is.
Well, you're right. Listen. Thank you, sir.
All right, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, we agree on this one. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Take care. Folks, that guy is the real character. I mean, you ought to see the outtake video I've got from a drug war film I've been working on. You ought to spend a few days inside his camp. Just a complete and total maniac. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't like Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I mean, if I tried to list all the horrible things he's up to, the police state he has set up. Last thing I heard is he's going to put thumb scanners in all the police cars, all the sheriff's cars, and make you thumb scan when he pulls you over. He's got helicopters flying around looking for pools that don't look clean, and he comes and arrests you if you don't. Of course, when he ran over a sidewalk and jumped a large boulder and was stumbling around, no one got in trouble, and he's been involved in a bunch of other craziness, and he's a total maniac. Whenever you talk to him during the breaks, he it's like he's not there. He's, In fact, when Scott got him on the line, he said, if this guy seems totally out of it. And then I went and talked to him during the break. Hello, Sheriff. Thank you for coming on. He's like, And then as soon as he gets on air, it's like he comes alive and, I've got 30-cent a day meals. I've got camps. I've got tents out there. Well, I want 50,000, 20,000. I want... But side issue, I shouldn't be getting off into Arpaio. But let's just say he was giving us the old spin job with what he was telling us about that pipe bomb case. There's a reason the jury went against him. There's a reason there's a sheriff's deputy who's siding with those that are suing him. There's a reason Arpaio is in trouble. And you watch down the road, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. But I have to agree with Arpaio with having the posse go out and go after these illegal aliens. But you notice he backed off a little on when someone's obviously an illegal alien and they pull them over and they don't have any of their driver's license, nothing. They just let them go, and that's happening all over the country. I personally get sick of talking about the open borders. I personally get sick of having to discuss it, but we have to. Our country is being invaded. Our country's borders are predominantly wide open. A large portion of the 25 million illegal aliens that are here hate America openly and say that they, quote, hate the gringos and a day without gringos and that this is going to be Aslan, a mythical Aztec kingdom. And it's being taught in the public schools. It's being taught in the colleges. Again, there's the UT professor, Chicano Studies head up in UT Arlington, who openly says kill all the whites now. Can you imagine if a white professor was getting up saying kill all the Mexicans, kill all the Latin Americans? Again, I have nothing against Mexicans. I have nothing against any of these groups. We're not the ones saying kill all the Mexicans. Do you understand that? The prominent leaders of these movements are rabid anti-American hate mongers. And they have the right to say whatever they want, but I have the right to say that I disagree with them and I'm against what they're doing. And I don't like them burning American flags, and we've got photos of that in the last 4 weeks of demonstrations. I don't like the, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, 8-1, 9-1 in some cases. In the first few weeks, it was like 9-1. Now it's about half and half. Mexican flags against American flags. Flying American flags upside down. Flying Mexican flags over American flags. Come on! Come on! And even liberal websites are now saying they've had enough. Even mainstream news is starting to say this is ridiculous. Even the Associated Press is reporting, headline, A Day Without Gringos. In fact, where's that article? I just had it here in front of me. Oh, here it is. A Day Without Gringos is a Flop. The boycott of U.S. businesses dubbed A Day Without Gringos, this is AP, and aimed at supporting migrants, they're not illegal aliens, they're migrants, in the U.S. appears to have had little impact, the head of the American Chamber of Commerce in Mexico said Tuesday. Monday's protests were timed to coincide with the Great American Boycott in the United States, where hundreds of thousands of immigrants stayed away from jobs and schools across the country. Again, it was officially in Mexico called A Day Without Gringos. That was on their national television. Imagine that. Even though we don't have the conclusive numbers, I think there wasn't a lot of negative effect, Chamber President Larry Rubin said by telephone from Washington, where he and other business leaders are lobbying for comprehensive immigration reform. Now, again, they're the ones calling for open borders, but even they admit it didn't have a big effect. We basically think it was more symbolic. Rubin said the boycott unwisely targeted some of the immigrants' best allies, U.S. corporations that have actively lobbied Congress for immigration reform, including legalization for many of the estimated 11 million, it's 25 million, folks, undocumented migrants in the United States. By the way, 25 million is conservative. Yeah, Cargill and most of the other big meat packers told them, take Monday off. Yes, some cases we're going to pay your salary, we're going to pay your wages. You just go protest. Okay, you're a foreign group and big bankers control you and you go do a good job. We support George Bush's PR firm that hired you with Vicente Fox to stage this. So you go out there and you bully those Americans back into submission. You go ahead and you do a good job. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to get into the scam concerning energy. Oil prices right up at $75 a barrel. Talk of it hitting 100. Congress is going to investigate, though, don't worry. They'll fix it. Most of them are just on the oil company payroll. Squadrons of neocons on talk radio lying about what's really going on. We'll discuss it all. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go ahead and talk to BL in Texas. BL, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Two Scots, well met. I got a couple of quick things about gas, but I just wanted to say it's unusual. Seems odd to me that the Sturm Group and Fuhrer of Maricopa County has only captured 120 illegals in 2 months when Glenn Spencer can find more than that in 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I meant to get to that with Arpaio, the sheriff. This is obviously, at least on the surface, looks like a publicity stunt. Guaranteed, if I had, say, 50 Austin police, I could go out and in a day, probably arrest 200 people. I could, you know, have paddy wagons, throw them in the back, drive them in. Guaranteed, you go to the day labor sites, you go into East Austin, you go into these areas, and, you know, you could spot these people from a mile away.
Absolutely. On the gas thing, everybody's upset about $75 a barrel, $100 a barrel. It's surprising how insignificant the cost of a barrel of oil is compared to the fact that when Bush came into office, when the Reichsfuhrer took power, they removed the $2 profit cap per barrel and now it's up over 1,100%. They're reporting profits over $22 per barrel.
I know, and they've got this fraudulent number that the oil companies are only making 8.6%. Number one, that's not true. We've got their numbers. But, I mean, there's so many facets to this.
Well, the other thing is after Katrina, Bush deregulated the formulation of gasoline. So whatever.
So that should have driven it down even more. Yeah, we hear that it's the boutique oils, and they won't let us build more refineries. It's all lies.
Well, I'm getting much less fuel mileage than I was before Katrina, and I think when people start seeing their fuel injection components failing and they're wondering why, it's because whatever you're buying a gallon of, it's not necessarily a gallon of gasoline.
I agree with you. There's all sorts of scamming going on. BL, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Dave and Richard and others here in just a moment, but since he brings it up now, let me just comment on energy. It is not my opinion. Okay, this weekend I was listening to several different neocon talk shows driving around doing errands, and it's like they have a script or talking points, and they were saying that, well, the oil companies are only making 8.6%, and it's the liberals, they won't let us build more refineries, and it's the boutique oils and or fuels, and it's caused by all of this, and it's the Arabs, it's not the oil companies, it's the oil companies, it's not their fault. Let's just stop right there. It came out last year in the LA Times, the Washington Post. It is totally confirmed. And it, of course, first broke in the alternative media via lawsuits and leaks. And ExxonMobil and Chevron and Dutch Royal Shell and Texaco do not deny it. These are authentic. In fact, you can just type in peak oil is a fraud. Peak oil scam, Alex Jones, or peak oil scam, Prison Planet, into Google, and you'll find a big article, several big articles we wrote late last year on this subject. I even did a three-hour Coast to Coast AM appearance on the subject. And within that article, we have links to the other articles we wrote with links to all the mainstream news articles when the documents got released. And in the documents, ExxonMobil, Texaco, Chevron, a bunch of others, openly are conspiring with each other in 95 and 96. The documents are from those 2 years. And they say there's too much oil, too many new fields being found, too much oil coming online. We need to go and buy up the rest of the private refineries, and we need to shut them down and close them, and then we can create an artificial bottleneck and not allow too much fuel on the market and guarantee large profits. Now, that's not free market. That is an oligopoly. An oligopoly is a consortium or a cartel getting together to create a monopoly. Monopoly is just when one company owns it all and controls the entire system. But a cartel oligopoly is the same thing, just with different partners in the syndicate. Now, this is admitted. This should have been national news forever. It should be national news right now. But just like we have the case of it being admitted that Vicente Fox and Bush hired a Dallas PR firm, Rob Allen & Co., top PR firm in the country. They hired him to stage these demonstrations, to stage what's the move in Congress to defeat the legislation that would have made them felons. That's all been defeated. They've won that battle, but I think the bell they've rung, you can't unring. People now saw those Mexican flags. They saw that this is Mexico, this is Aslan signs. People are awake now. So we've gone from the high 80s to the low 90s in people that are against the La Reconquista and that are now aware of it. So it's the same thing. We know they went in and bought up the private refineries and shut them down. Then the oil companies try to spin it and say, well, we have expanded plant capacity, but not to match demand. Nothing near it at their own plants. Yeah, certainly once they bought up hundreds and hundreds of privately owned or independent refineries, and it's several hundred, sure, they had to now meet the demand for what they'd shut off, but they didn't fully meet that demand. They artificially did that, guaranteed. Then you have the fact that oil executives and others have gone public, that in Gull Island alone, in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, there is more oil discovered than there is in all of Saudi Arabia. Where does that oil go? 84% of it is shipped to Japan and China. America, mainly the West Coast, only gets over a little than 20% of it. Canada gets another, 6% of it. So we have enough oil, we don't even need new pipelines. Those pipelines aren't at full capacity. And then they act like the liberals. Notice Bush has the House, the Senate, the majority of the governors, the executive. Congress, what the House passed a law last year allowing, quote, opening up Anwar, it's already open. And then the Senate shoots it down and Bush didn't do anything. I mean, he gave a few speeches, but it was theater. There's a 600-and-something square mile area off the coast of Louisiana, and they're not even allowed to drill there. The first thing Bush did when he got elected was give thousands of square miles of U.S.-controlled waters to Mexico, and Pemex as a deal. Just Google that. That was on the news. It was in the Wall Street Journal at the time. Bush is like, here, have some of the richest oil reserves in shallow water right off the coast of the U.S. and northern Mexico. Here, you just have it. Thousands of square miles. 600-plus off-limits since the 80s. There's so much oil. Remember Saddam Hussein in 1990? Remember? We have memories, folks. 16 years ago, they were angry at him for, quote, overproducing. Remember OPEC, the big cartel? But it's only one part of a larger cartel. OPEC, the petroleum producers, were mad he was overpumping, and he said, look, I got a $30-something billion weapons bill to the U.S. and Russia. I got to pay this off. And they said, stop it. You're overproducing. Remember gas was like 95 cents a gallon then in 1990? I remember sometimes it was as low as like 82 cents. It was because Saddam was pumping, and it made people angry. It made him extremely upset. And so when you see the Exxon chairman getting a $400 million parachute on top of his $200-something million in stock and all the rest of it, look, that's $600-plus million, plus the hundreds of millions he was paid before that. What was he getting, like $40-something million a year? All those hundreds of millions of dollars, so it's over $600 million, that he gets, that's nothing. Last year, ExxonMobil had a $36 billion profit. And that's after they play all their little offshore tax scams. Okay? What was the total Big 12 profits? It was 130-something billion. I mean, think about that. In fact, ExxonMobil's about to push Walmart out as the most profitable corporation. Of course, GM, that actually manufactures something, at least puts the parts together here in the U.S., is on the verge of filing Chapter 11. That's been all over the news. I don't know if that's going to happen, but, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it has. Ford is plunging. GM is plunging. Chrysler's German-owned now. Toyota just exploded their sales. And it's because, frankly, American cars are junk. No one respects us enough to even sell us good parts. America, they know we're fat, dumb, and happy, so we're here to be robbed and looted. We're known as the easy mark. We're known as the suckers. And once we were feared and known as being a free, strong, vibrant people, you couldn't con, that it was very hard to manipulate us. But our forefathers and mothers, our forebears, gave us plenty because they had liberty and plenty always follows. And we got decadent, and now we're being sheared down to the bone. So I read articles like this. Oil prices steady near $75 a barrel. Unbelievable. So now stabilizing there, they're saying, though, in the London Guardian, it could go over 100. Big Wall Street analysts are saying that. House to take out anti-price gouging bill. Worried about the political heat from high gasoline prices, the House is preparing to vote on a bill that would impose criminal and civil penalties on any energy company caught price gouging. And they'll bust some little natural gas company or something, I predict. Something very small. But it'll be big numbers like $10 million in stealing. And the average person goes, man, $10 million's a lot. The legislation offered Representative Heather Wilson calls for penalties up to $150 million for refiners and other wholesalers and $2 million for retailers. And they'll bust some little Midwest chain because the governors are telling them, they're saying, you can only sell gas at $1.30. You're allowed 4 cents of profit. Well, I mean, again, a retailer should be able to charge whatever they want. That is free market. Retailers should be able to charge $500 a gallon if they want. See, I'm a free marketer. If you've got hundreds and hundreds of mid-sized gas chains, thousands and thousands of mom-and-pop gas stations and small chains where they own three or four stores. I have a friend who owns four gas stations. And by the way, they get hammered. The oil companies tell them you're going to pay more. See, if you broker it and own 200 stations, you get it really cheap. But you own four stations, the very same truck's bringing you the gas, but you're paying 10, 15 cents a gallon more. If they pass that on to you, no, no, no. So they should be able to charge $5 a gallon if they want, because we do have choices, even though they're, you know, the big chains are muscling people out and selling it for cheaper. They still have a right to do that. That's free market. You do not have a right to meet in smoky boardrooms in 1995 and 96 and collude to create a shortage of refining space and refining capacity. Now, that's the facts, and I don't want to hear it from the neocons anymore. I know I will. The oil companies have done nothing. It's free market. The liberal commies are against it. No, the liberals in Congress are all involved and on the same payroll. So don't worry, they're taking up an anti-gouging bill. Exxon chief says he understands gas woes. Exxon Mobil chairman Rex Tillerson says oil companies do not get together and illegally manipulate oil prices. Sure you don't. We just have the memos. He tells NBC Today that he understands gas prices are causing difficulties for people, but the alternative of no gas or long lines isn't attractive either. Tillerson pointed out that the price of oil is set on the open commodities market, and the price of the oil pump eventually reflects that. Yeah, but you've colluded on top of the cartel scamming us, the oil producers, then you have another cartel with a refining space. That's incredible. And again, the very same lobbyists that control and manipulate Saudi Arabia and other nations, the very same lobbyists that won't let us have Alaskan oil, are the oil company lobbyists. Tillerson pointed out that the price of oil is set in the open commodities market. Politicians and the public are looking for ways to deal with the rising gas prices. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in California. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good morning.
Hello.
I got some good news for you. A couple days ago, you guys posted the United Flight 93 Apologist movie on PrisonPlanet.tv. And so I got online right away, and I spent about 30 hours in that forum that United or that
we didn't post that movie.
Well, I thought I saw a link to it from Prison Planet TV.
You're talking about a link to the forum. Yeah, sure. I mean the way it came off, maybe I misheard you. Like we posted Flight 93, movie.
No. I didn't mean that. Anyway, so I went there. I spent about 30 hours on there under a pseudonym of Algorithm, posting stuff about your sites. And I've been watching that, and it's been extremely busy. The first day they actually took it down, I guess they panicked. There was about
7, let me just thank you. We put a link to Flight 93, this government propaganda piece put out by Universal. And so then you guys went and took the forum over, so they shut it down. They brought it back up. And now, last time I checked, you'd taken it over again. I'd say 9 out of 10 posts are exposing the inside job.
It's more than that now. Almost all the people that were arguing, and all the arguments were just ridiculous. It wasn't even arguments. It was just spam. They've almost all given up. It's almost 100% now truth.
Really, yeah. I check it over the weekend, and literally I'd have to read page after page to find an idiot posting. How many people are on that forum now?
I don't remember. The last I saw last night, there'd been, I don't remember, it's about 7,000 posts a day.
I'll tell you what's beautiful is the fact that all over the country, truth seekers, truth tellers, have been out protesting at the opening of the film from New York to Chicago to L.A., and it's been getting on national television. I mean, that is beautiful.
Yeah, it is, and it's really been something to see. I mean, you can just watch them drop. You can just watch the opposition dropping out because they just can't stand up to the volume.
Well, they're also sheeple. So once they see 9 out of 10 posting facts, knowing what they're talking about, they will convert.
Yeah, not only that, they even changed the name from Theories to 9/11, which I thought was kind of cool. And it looks like the staff of Universal are actually listening and considering what to do next. You know, like they might even keep it open. which would be interesting.
Yeah, at first they deleted all the threads.
That's right.
Well, that's exciting. Listen, I mean, they've had CNN polls, do you agree, about 9/11 cover-up, and 83%. They've had scientific zombies, 66%, 50%. First poll, 50, now 66. They've had other national polls. AOL had some staged poll that I don't believe, with, you know, 70% saying that 9/11 being an inside job is ridiculous. And I don't know if I even buy that, because it doesn't fit with all the other polls we've seen.
Yeah, well, there was a number of polls in that particular forum as well, and every one was running approximately 85 to 90. It was very consistent.
All right. Anything else, sir?
Oh, well, one more thing. It's getting hard to get on your show, and I like that. So good job, man. Keep up the good work and keep the faith.
Well, I appreciate your call. Yeah, you can always get in on the show, because we don't open the phones up until I'm taking calls. So normally you can call in, you know, right when I start taking calls and load the lines up. You try to call once we're taking calls, it's hard.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Barry Anderson, an American who's been warning about the invasion and the anti-Americanism of some of the leadership, most of the leadership of the illegal alien controllers. And so we'll be talking with him in the next hour. We're going to take calls in this segment in the next, though. Before I do that, again, I just want to encourage you to visit the online video and bookstore and the secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com. All the big specials we've got running, all the deals we've got, the 9/11 films, the films exposing the elite's occult activities, the films exposing the police state, all the other great books and videos I carry, pro-America, pro-gun, neocons would call it liberal pro-gun t-shirts, because being pro-gun's liberal now. Remember that. You need to go to InfoWars.com because these are excellent films. They're dynamic. They'll wake people up, and your purchase supports this broadcast. So InfoWars.com, or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. And I am just tickled pink that films like Loose Change Second Edition that we sell are doing so well. I believe a rising tide raises all ships. I want everyone to be successful. Some of the so-called patriots get absolutely jealous of anyone else's success. I'm glad Loose Change Second Edition is in USA Today and on CNN, and that they're, you know, selling it like hotcakes. That makes me happy. But I also want to see Martial Law be very successful. It's an excellent film, so please get it. Please spread the word. Please go download it for free. We posted it. We have links to it for free for download and streaming. Spread it to everyone. Post it on message boards. Get it out to everybody. Martial Law is posted for free on JonesReport.com, InfoWars.com, and a lot of other places. Or watch it in even higher quality bandwidth and download better copies and burn them to CD by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. All right, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Richard in Illinois, thanks for holding.
You're welcome. Good morning, Alex. Listen, a couple of questions. You spoke of all these detention camps they got all over the U.S. Supposedly, they're going to be used for us. Why aren't they rounding up these people and putting them in these camps and holding them until some kind of program is resolved? This is just getting out of hand.
Well, sir, they're very sophisticated, and I don't know if you're a regular listener, but
yes,
in 1986, a 1984 plan called Rex 84 was leaked to Miami papers, and Congress had hearings on it. And Jack Brooks and others and Henry B. Gonzalez admitted they were going to use the camp construction as a smokescreen and say it was for illegals, but it was really for American citizens. Now the Houston Chronicle has reported just that. So they are implementing Rex 84, and so they'll put a few illegals in these camps before deportation if the feds are able to stage riots. So they're trying to set the illegals up right now. I hope the illegals aren't that dumb.
Well, I hope so, too. A couple other things I want to hit on. I'm glad you mentioned the thing with Alaska. I was curious at that. Why is the oil going there? Why don't it go here? And another thing, we just found out that off of Cuba, the Chinese are going to be putting the oil rigs in. Now, I don't know how they're getting away with that. They have a spill over there. It's going to wipe out Florida and the whole coast there.
Well, that's right. The U.S. has agreements with the state of Florida not to drill there within hundreds of miles of those beaches. But don't worry, China is, and that's okay. And then Bush gave Mexico 5 years ago over 2,000 square miles of premium drilling area.
Yeah, but remember what happened to the Exxon Valdez. You know, that went more than 200 miles.
I know. I understand. The Chinese get the oil just like they do from Alaska. We don't.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew, but the people in Alaska, every year they get a check from the oil companies. I guess that's like a bribe or restitution for what?
They do. They do get a check through the state.
Okay, another thing I want to hit on. We've been listening to a lot of the shows, you know, Steve Coyle, all the guys, Alex Derry Brownfield. It's hard to get through. Okay, the government claims they don't have enough personnel for documentation of illegals, okay? But they also seem to have enough people for monitoring the ID chipping of all livestock.
That's right, which will take hundreds of thousands of monitors. Sir, that's an excellent point. Listen, the illegal aliens drive around with their inspection stickers out, pull them over, take them to jail.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.